pros and cons to wear or not to wear. Police officers and body cams. Here is con three. We have three cons, three pros, three pros, three cons, three cons, three pros. Here is con three. The reason that they're saying police officers should not be required to wear body cameras. They claim that body cameras, police body cameras, are too expensive and are unreliable. Equipping police departments with body cameras is extremely expensive, as forces have to budget not only for the camera, but also for ancillary equipment, training, data storage facilities, extra staff to manage the video data, and maintenance costs. To equip the Bakersfield Police Department, a force of 200 officers, would cost an estimated $440,000 in the first year and $240,000 in subsequent years. In Philadelphia, a four-year deal to equip a department of over 4,000 officers cost $12.5 million. Police departments in Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, and Utah have suspended body-worn camera programs, citing rising costs. A trial in Edmonton, California, found that body-worn cameras had an insufficient battery length for everyday policing, especially in cold weather where battery life diminished more quickly. A sheriff's office in Virginia has stopped using body cameras due to the unreliability of their on-off buttons and poor integration with their IT systems. And here's our final pro, where they're saying, yes, 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 body cameras should be worn by police officers. They say that police body cameras are a good tool for learning and have strong support from members of the public. Video recorded from police body cameras can be used to train new and existing officers in how to perform during difficult encounters with the public. The Miami Police Department has been using body cameras for training since 2012. Police Major Ian Moffitt says, "We can record a situation, a scenario in training, and then go back and look at it and show the student, the recruit, the officer what they did good, what they did bad, and what they can improve on." A YouGov poll found that 92% of Americans support police body cameras, with 55% willing to pay more in taxes to equip local police. A public attitude survey in London, UK, found that members of the public are generally in favor of the use of body-worn cameras, with 92% agreeing that the cameras would make officers more accountable, 90% agreeing that cameras would ensure officers act within the law, and 87% agreeing that cameras would reassure them the police will do the right thing. So here's my closing question on this matter. With the financial costs involved, the financial costs of equipping law enforcement offices and stations across the country, do you think that it would be worth that cost in order to reduce acts of violence perpetrated against our law enforcement officers and against our citizens, our unarmed citizens who pose no threat to the law enforcement officers who shoot them and kill them? Do you think that it would be worth the cost to save many, many, many families? And when we're talking about families, certainly we're talking about immediate family members, but we're also talking about aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, great-grandparents, so many people. We're also talking about close friends, so many people who care about so many of the people who are victims of these shootings, these killings. How about this, the national stress experienced as those of us who are opposed to these killings hear about and watch the outcomes of these shootings year in and year out? The cost, the financial cost of the mental health care, the financial cost of the funerals, the financial cost of treatment for shooting victims who were not killed, were shot by bad officers, but were not killed by them. Is it worth the cost to pay whatever is truly necessary in equipping and taking care of the training, etc.? Is the cost of saved lives, the cost of saved monies not spent, not needed to be spent in treating people because of PTSD, having been shot, having had a gun held to the head, gun held to the chest of a three-year-old, and on it goes. Is it worth it? In other words, are the citizens of America worth the cost to the police departments to have these body cams made part of the program, especially in light of the fact that so many American citizens surveyed said that they're willing to pay increased taxes in order to fund the police departments, what they need to have the body cams as part of the program? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't it interesting that there are so many people who find it so easy, to essentially say, we're really not that concerned about the many black people and Hispanics who are shot and killed. We're really not that concerned about police officers going in and holding guns to the chests of toddlers and children less than 6 years of age who have no guns, who have posed no threat to anyone, beating handcuffed black women. So many people who are so ready to say, look, those aren't issues that really matter to me. And so often it starts with this population, but you can find it expanding to other populations over time. And very often, even to those who said, we applaud what's going on. So many people who are ready to applaud withholding of funds or diverting of funds from schools of the inner city and other schools that don't mean anything to them, those practices mean nothing to them until the schools that matter to them are losing funds that are being diverted to other places. As long as it's happening to them, those people, we've got to care more. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to care more. Those of you who have racist hearts and you like it that these things are happening to black people, Hispanics, people of color, I'm asking you, develop a different heart, a different mindset, a different attitude. Care. It's really not that hard.